Now, campaigns like Back in Belfast, Take Back the City, Love Belfast, which sprung up during the flag protests, were good at the time, but now they're too much. This is what Fionnuala Meredith is saying this morning. Let's speak to her. Morning, Fionnuala.
Morning, Stephen.
Morning to you. Heidi McAlpin, writer of Guidebook Belfast in Your Pocket.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. You've been writing in the Belfast Telegraph, Fionnuala, saying people rush to be cheerleaders for Belfast every time there's a riot, they're in denial. What are you talking about?
Well, it's a weird kind of thing I've only noticed in recent months, Stephen, and I think it did come off the back of those great campaigns that we saw that you mentioned to get people back into Belfast after the trouble surrounding the flag protests. And that was a great economic boost to the city and it made people feel better, so no problem with that at all. But what I've noticed off the back of that really is that people, every time there's trouble in Belfast in recent weeks and months, we see people rushing onto Twitter or Facebook to say, to share why they love Belfast. In fact, even after the recent trouble, that Friday night riot, we even had the PSNI in Belfast urging followers to share why they love Belfast. And it just seems to me that it begins to be pointless, and I don't understand why it's perpetuated like that. I certainly don't understand why the cops need to be a kind of PR agency for the city, so that's one thing. But also, it starts to perplex me why individuals keep on sharing all these reasons they love Belfast. It's almost as if they have
to
justify.
Well, because we want to talk up the city, which you should be doing too, rather than run it down.
No, but I don't think we have an onus as people who live in Belfast to be cheerleaders for our city.
Why not?
Let me say that I love my city. I live here. I choose to live here. I think it is a weird and colourful and contradictory place. And I love it for all those reasons. It also has the capacity, as I'm sure it does with many people, to absolutely enrage me. So I think I have quite a complex relationship with my city. I certainly don't think I have to be jumping up and down shouting about how great the Belfast Baps are.
So you don't think we should be talking up our city as much as we can?
No, because I think it makes us look sort of weird and deluded. And it's almost, there's a form of self-loathing in there too, which makes me feel very uncomfortable.
Heidi?
Because we're overcompensating. We're saying, hey, we're brilliant, we're world class.
Go on, Heidi.
I don't know where to begin with this because, first of all, what's wrong with anyone, whether it's the PSNI or a citizen or resident of Belfast, bigging up their own city? If the people who live here can't champion Belfast, then who can? What is wrong with it? I really don't get this article, Fionnuala, and I've read it. You're sort of contradicting yourself because you are saying that the campaigns are a force for good. They bring much-needed economic
assistance. I'm not contradicting myself. I've spelled it out pretty clearly, I think.
I don't understand. Hold on. I really don't understand why people feel the need to do this. And then I'm wondering, are you yourself, Fionnuala, on Facebook or Twitter? Do you use it? And if not, is this because you're against all forms of social networking?
Ooh,
that's a question.
Conspiracy theories coming up. No, I've made it pretty clear and have written about this many times that I myself choose not to engage with social media personally. But of course, I do look at it because it's a massive cultural phenomenon. As a commentator, I could hardly not.
Right, okay.
So I don't think there's any problem with observing it and commenting on it.
You write articles that are in national and local newspapers. That in itself is a form of networking. You're networking your opinions to other people. But what people on Facebook and Twitter are doing is they're getting their opinions out to so many
people. I'm not getting caught up in a discussion here about Twitter and Facebook. Let's talk about this city.
Is it
worth talking up, Heidi?
Oh, absolutely. I started my magazine in 2005 because I felt sorry for Northern Ireland and Belfast, because I felt that I travelled a lot, and on the international stage you're constantly having to, you know, explain what it's like here and tell people, that soothe people's worries, that yes, you can come here and yes, there's beautiful things to see and interesting things to do, and even more so now in 2013, of course, with Titanic Belfast, Crumlin Road jails, tours all over the place, Giants Causeway, all the rest.
But the point I think that Fionnuala's making,
absolutely. The
point I think, Heidi, that Fionnuala's making is, at what point does it become farcical to talk about all of that good stuff in the context of riots on the streets and it being unsafe?
This article was written a few days ago, and even today, do you think people anywhere else but Northern Ireland is even talking about the riots or thinking about the riots? Do you really think
all the more reason why we don't need to be jumping up and down trying to sell ourselves in this manic fashion? But I'm not sure, actually. I think there's an element of, you know, doing PR agencies' work for them. And I just wonder why that is on an individual basis. I think, I did let you talk. Let me finish the point I'm trying to make. I think it's really telling, actually, that the cops are tweeting this kind of stuff. I think they've bought into this kind of agenda as well, where we're all supposed to be talking up our city at every occasion. Also, the other thing is, I think it's pointless. As you say, I don't think anyone's listening outside of here, whether it's good stuff or bad stuff. And the other thing, I think, is that when we get the awful scenes of rioting, people throwing bricks and petrol bombs, that the worst stuff is seeing the police officers knocked to the ground, and that goes out around the world. I don't really think that people are going to go, oh yeah, but their Belfast baps are really tasty and you can get really nice stew there. You know, it doesn't even work. So why are we doing it?
Well, I mean, you've just said something very sweeping. It doesn't really work. How do you know it's not working? Facebook and Twitter has got a power. Tourism Ireland, as an all-Ireland marketing body, has one of the largest presences on Facebook of any other country's agency for tourism.
Do you work for
Tourism
Ireland?
Second only to Australia. And they use that very cleverly to attract people to the island of Ireland, and that's both north and south.
And that's their job. That's not my job, or anyone else's job.
Here's Pat in Belfast. Morning, Pat.
Hello, Stephen. Listen, Stephen, I just want to say that if you want to get a grip, because I went one of the 500 taxi drivers in Belfast City Centre, and everybody's talking it up. Everybody's saying how good it is. The people getting in, the police and firemen games, everybody getting in. Your people are so nice. You're so wonderful. Even the rats on that Friday night were saying, listen, people were saying, look, don't be getting worried about that. The police have got it sorted out. Come over here. We'll show you a lovely... Come into this nice bar here. We'll get you a drink and we'll talk about it. Everybody's talking it up. Everybody's talking good about Belfast as a whole. And this lady's coming on saying, well, we shouldn't be talking it up. We shouldn't be talking. Of course we're talking
it up. No, it's not as simple as that. Don't turn it into a black and white issue.
It is a black and white issue because the bottom line is, we have our problems. Yes, we have our problems. We know that. We drive in it every night of the day, every night and every day. We know we have our problems. But listen, we talk ourselves out of the problem. We tell everybody how wonderful it is and where you can go and places to eat and where you can drink and all the rest of it. And they love it. They want to hear that. They don't want to say, oh, it's all doom and gloom over here and we have 30 years of rioting. We passed all that. It's all behind us. We're trying to up the
it's
city.
It's not all behind us. What planet are you on? It's not all behind if you were walking through the city centre the other day. Stephen, you were caught up in a riot.
Stephen, listen, let me tell you something. We have come to the stage now that... Okay,
it's not normal, Pat. Don't think. I'll tell you that one of the most dangerous things in Northern Ireland. It is to presume that what we do is normal. It is not normal for the main street in Belfast to have a riot in the middle of it. It's not normal.
There's more people mugged in Birmingham on a night than there is like it's hurt over here.
I'm not sure if that's true.
What?
I'm not sure if that's true.
You look at... Listen, I'll tell you what. I drive in the town every Friday, Saturday, Sunday night. You look at one of them police programmes and see... Even Oxford...
Wise up.
Take, for example, Oxford.
Wise up.
How mad it is over there.
Wise up.
Wise up, Navin. Listen,
I live in Manchester now.
Instead of running it down,
I live in Manchester on a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
You're a plentiful advocate all the time. Talk up
not plentiful advocate. Nobody talks up Northern Ireland more than me. But I'm not going
to.
I'm not going to go into La La Land. I live in Manchester on a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. If I were to walk through Piccadilly Gardens in Manchester, right, or Piccadilly in Manchester, and all that kind of stuff, I don't even know the names of bloody places, right? But I walk through those streets. If there were riots on the streets of Manchester, it would be national. It would be huge. It is not normal.
Listen,
it is not right. It is not normal. It is not par for the course. Waking up and look at what Northern Ireland is.
Right,
it is not normal.
Right, let me just say this one thing before I go, right? When was the last... That was the first time there was a riot in Indian City Centre of Belfast in a hell of a long time. It's usually up north, at the top of North Belfast.
Did you see the flag stuff?
What's it?
Did you see the riots over the flags? It's the first time in a long time. It was just last Christmas.
Well, it wasn't in the city centre as such. Like, as such...
It was at the City Hall.
When something bad happens, are we supposed to sit
this man's
back
got some
and
type
get
of...
kicked
right,
while we're on the ground?
Back at City Hall. I mean, he goes, listen, we're used to it. We're just keep talking it up anyway.